Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are anchor moms.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you're listening.
So abrupt.
I always say good morning, and then I think it's not necessarily morning.
Good evening.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Anchor Moms. So, Katie, we have back-to-back weekends of your child's
birthdays.
And my kids' birthday parties.
I hate them. Why? Why do we do this?
Why? Every year.
Every year.
And
why?
I will say, in our defense, we did put it off for a long time. You didn't throw River a party for a while the first couple of years. I didn't throw my kids' parties for the first couple of years.
Well, the problem is everybody else around them starts
having
birthday parties.
Yes.
And then it's over for you because you have to have one for your child then.
And every year I'm like, can I just skip it? This year especially, I was like, I really just don't think I have it in me. But then they're like, what goodie bags are we getting for our party, Mom? And like, what? Like, what are we doing? And you're like, can you really look at your little kid and be like, I don't feel like
I don't
want to
celebrate your birth. I don't want to celebrate your birth. So this year we have a bunch of family in town for River's like actual birthday.
Right,
we're going to be doing all this stuff. And I was like, could we? We're like doing cake and she's going to open her presents and do all this stuff. And I'm like, isn't this like
enough? Doesn't
that
count? Yes.
You know, it's her fifth birthday, so it feels like a milestone. Like, I didn't turn 40. Well, I'll turn 40, and we did something for that. It feels like the fifth birthday, we should do something for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm lobbying hard to, like, not do it something again until she's 10. What do you think?
Oh, possible? I'm all about it.
Possible?
And then can I skip if you're skipping?
I mean, I'm sure this time next year on this exact podcast, I'll be talking about River's sixth birthday
party. We caved again. Well, my kids really wanted launch.
Oh, the trampoline park?
Yes.
Is it expensive? I don't know.
I think it's expensive. I don't know, but I'm also like, you have a summer birthdays. We're not going to launch in the summer.
You're
like, that sounds awful.
Me, River wanted to do the Mountain Play Lodge, too. This was like in February.
So this is another like indoor play park.
And I was like, people who have birthdays in January do the Mountain Play Lodge, not people who have like June birthdays.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
we're both choosing like outdoor summer pool water themes and, thought of it is like, ugh.
I know. It's fine. Like, I'm like, I have decorations
snacks,
in my cart that I need to.
Oh, yes. I need to do that.
The party favor things also. Could we just stop that?
Oof,
is that possible? I said to my nanny yesterday, because I was like, listen, I got to start thinking about these, like, you know, party favor things. And I was like, do we have to do this? She was like, yes. And I was like, oh, okay.
Do people
like those?
I don't know. I said no to my kids. And they're like, what?
I know.
Like, Mom, we have to give our friends something.
Do you? What you're giving them? A party. Like, you're giving them an invitation to a party.
Spoiler alert, if you're coming to my kid's birthday party, you're getting one pair of sunglasses per kid.
I love it.
I said no bags. The stuffing of the bags seemed too much to me, too much for me to handle. So sunglasses. There we go. And we're done. I don't know. I think you have to do it. I do look back and
did
I'm
your
like,
mom do this? Like,
yeah, and it was always themed.
Wait,
it was really cute.
Favors?
I don't remember if we had, yeah, I think we did have favors, but I remember it was always, like, very themed, and, like, she thought of everything.
Yeah, mine was themed, too, but.
The one that sticks out in my head the most was a, what does she call it? An Earth Day birthday, and we, like, recycled.
What?
Uh-huh, and we, like, this
was
back. Your
birthday's in September. Like,
I know.
Earth Day's in April.
I don't know why. I think that was just, like, what was catchy to go with the theme. But this was back when I feel like, this sounds terrible. I feel like recycling was kind of new.
back then. When it was like cool to recycle.
It was like a new
now,
thing.
Like, everybody
and so
recycles,
we were like,
and it's like
this
whatever.
Is how, like, we had like a game where you like saw how many people could like stomp the most cans. Oh. Like it was.
I thought, like now I would like a game like, what's recyclable? And then you hold it up and people are like the pizza guessing. Box and like. Whoever gets it right, like, yes,
or
no,
like,
yeah.
No, I would be like, great. Can every kid wash out three
yeah,
of the jugs in my thing and, like, shake
yeah.
the water, like, put it in the recycling
Yeah, like, start the sort. Like, let's sort,
yeah,
kids.
Yeah,
let's put
yeah.
them to work.
I mean, that was probably one of the games, too. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, it was very clever. I don't know. I think we gave, like, a little, like, globe balls or something as, like, the party. Like, it was a whole, yeah. I feel like my mom
wow.
was on it.
Wow, Sally.
Way more than
Sally.
Me. Yeah.
We had a Madonna. Like, I feel like my mom
a
was,
Madonna.
Like, sort of, like, questionable. Like, that's, like, you want
to You were
like,
the party that the cool kids were like, we want to go to the
this
Killens
is, like,
party.
I remember, like, people showing up in, like, cone bras. I mean, like, literally, I
what
really.
What year was this?
I mean,
wait, honestly.
I would guess, like, third grade. Because, you know, you stop having
yeah,
date. Like,
yeah,
by the
yeah.
time you're, like, in middle school, you don't do,
no,
like,
yeah.
themed birthday parties.
I don't know.
Like, it was, like, wild. Like, what was my
It
mother?
Was a Madonna theme?
Yes. Like,
and what did you do? Did
that?
You, like, play Madonna music
well, so
and dance around?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We were, like a virgin. Like, oh! Yeah, incredibly inappropriate.
Oh, that is funny. I wish I would have been friends with you in fifth,
I
third
mean,
grade. That sounds way
that
more fun than an
I'm
birthday
like, embarrassed.
Birthday.
I'm sure the other parents were like, what is happening? We also had, like, an 18th century where you, like, like, my mom had dresses made for my sister and I. Like,
oh, wow.
Can you imagine if you got an invite, like, all right, dress your seven-year-old like a, you know, a British heroine.
Actually, right
like,
now
I would
I
be
feel
like
it'd be
you?
In because there's, like, all the obsession
like
with the
Bridgerton?
Royals. Yeah, like,
oh.
Now people would be like, oh, this is
Yeah, but
tracks,
then you'd
yeah.
have to, can you imagine, like, if they were like, all right, yeah. Al Ryan Bennett, you know, you got
to,
like, go
oh,
find
I'd
a dress
Oh, I'd be like, we're not
party.
Going to this party. Yeah.
Yeah.
Skipping it.
You'd be like, no.
So
I don't
so
know.
Funny.
And here I am, like, complaining about
Well, maybe we should have, like, a Madonna-themed party for,
Could
like,
we
River
have,
next year.
I just want, like, a Madonna-themed party for, like, my 50th. Like, forget about
okay.
River. Can
done
we just
and done.
Do, like, an adult Madonna theme?
Done and done.
And you could do, like, old school Madonna with, like,
Do
the...
we have to wait till 50? Maybe this is 41.
In.
Right?
And I'm going to dig through storage, see if I can find some of those, like, cone
oh
bras.
I'm going to right now start looking up, yeah, my Madonna outfit for
yeah.
your next birthday.
Okay. Get on it. Get on it. This year
right.
you booked a beach house. Next year.
Madonna
That's
theme.
Right.
I'm yeah. ready to plan it.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, so this is like maybe stepping down to something a little bit more boring, but I loved this article. Okay. 10 money mistakes that parents make.
Oh, that like escalated.
News.
We went from like Madonna to like
here's how to manage your money.
Here's what your financial advice should be. Okay.
But I you know me, I hate money. I don't do anything
what?
With our money. I shouldn't say I hate money, but you know what I mean? It's just
yeah.
like
But you're frugal. Like you
oh, I'm
are
frugal,
like
yes.
a saver, you're whatever.
But
right? You're into saving money.
But true. But I am not into like researching how to best manage my money, which
right.
thankfully
that's
I have
why you have a husband.
Financial
yeah.
advisor husband. And in fact I meant to like talk to him about this list before the podcast so I could like get some actual
yeah.
expert opinions.
Yeah.
But we'll just read the article instead and hear what they have to say. But anyway. So some of the ones that I thought, so this is 10 mistakes that parents make with their money, right?
Okay, right.
And I thought these were very interesting and spot on. I'm just going to name a couple of the ones that really spoke to me. Splurging on children's activities. You do not need to spend thousands of dollars and like put your kids in like the travel teams and all the things and spend tons of money because guess what? They're probably not going to become a collegiate athlete. And they might not even really like that sport. Maybe
yeah.
you're, like, kind of forcing them into it. So don't waste your money there. Setting a poor example yourself. So, like, thinking about the fact that our kids are watching how we spend money and
yeah.
how we even talk about I'm amazed at what my kids, like, you know, Gregor and I will be saying something about money. I mean, not even something major, but, like, oh, you know, whatever. And the kids will pick up on that.
Really?
And, like, are already, like, wait, do we have enough money to buy that? Like,
yeah.
starting to learn, like, oh, things
Good,
cost money.
Right?
And,
yeah.
you know, for a long time, they have no concept
sure.
of what, like, a dollar
That's
is,
That's how
right?
River is, too. Like, I'm like, I'm not going to buy you that because it costs money. Do you know how I get money? And she's like, how? I'm working.
It just, like, comes, yeah.
Yeah, they
just
working.
Don't. Yeah,
working.
But even, like, you know, they'll get their allowance or something and have, like, $5, and they're like, whoa, I got so much money. Right. What am I going to buy with this? And I'm like, guys, like, nothing. You can buy, like, nothing for $5.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it takes a lot of money to buy something. I thought this was interesting. Prioritizing college over retirement, you know, putting a lot of money
that's
in your kids'
Right, that's a mistake. Yes.
These are all mistakes, yeah. So you should not put money in your kids' 529. You should put it in your retirement. And the point of this, the thing that they said, which I thought was true, was you can get loans for college. You can't get a loan for retirement.
I mean, ideally you do both,
Sure.
But I think they're saying, like, if you have to choose one or the other, there's no – I did thought – because you don't think of it like this.
You don't.
There's no loan for when you retire and you haven't saved enough for retirement. Like, your kids can take out loans. Yeah. You can even take out a loan for your kid to go to college. But, like, if you reach retirement and you don't have enough money, there's no – there's nothing that's, you know –
And also, when we talk about 529s, like, sometimes I think, like, well, what if one of my kids doesn't want to go to college?
Yeah.
Or, like, what if college looks
but
different in 20 years?
You can still do some
years,
other things with it. Yes.
True, true.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, like, I think this is good to think about. Like, let's not, like, dump all of our money in our kids' 529s and then we have nothing left for retirement. The other thing, I didn't think about this, I'm hoping my husband has, using bank savings accounts for your kids. You know, we all think about there's a day, I don't know how old they are supposed to be. We haven't gotten there yet.
Where you go
with your kid to the bank and they open a bank account and they put their money in. But they're saying, you know, don't keep that money just in like a generic savings account because it doesn't do anything.
Go ahead and put it in
an investment account. Like, go ahead and, like, have – and they were saying, you know, you can use this as an example and to try and teach them and show them, like, hey, we put in $10. Now it's $20 in whatever, however much it gains. And also that, like, the grandparents can put money into there.
Yeah.
And obviously, let's be smart about this. If we're putting money in this account to just sit there, let's have it make some money. I thought these were good tips. What did you think? What spoke to you?
Yeah, I thought the prioritizing college over retirement was just a way you don't normally, like, think about it.
I thought that
was, like, interesting. And then I thought supporting your child indefinitely, again, that's, like, a mistake that people make. In other words, like, at the risk of, like, your retirement, your happiness, your financial well-being,
like,
you
still
will,
like,
you will continue to, like, pay your kids, like, cell phone, their bills, their rent, which, you know, if you have four kids, that becomes very complicated. Also, by the way, like, some people are just, like, financially better suited, you know, that makes more sense for some folks. So, yeah, like, I thought all of these were, some of these things are like, yeah, you know this, but to see that put in writing, you know, in black and white.
But a couple of them kind of surprised me, though. Like the college, you know, I never
thought
that.
That's what I'm saying,
yeah.
You never thought about the fact that there's no loan for retirement, but there's other ways to pay for college, correct.
Right,
that was the biggest one.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Yeah.
Mom's the word.
So I stole this one from you, and in fact, I was like, is Karen going to use this?
Oh.
So when we just got back from this birthday trip, and we used this app called Splitwise.
Oh, yes.
So it's an app, and it's like a it's free, and you add each other, and you're like, okay, let's say Karen paid for dinner on Friday night, and then I paid for gas on Saturday, and somebody else paid for, you know,
drinks
Saturday night, the Uber, right. You all enter that in, and it all breaks down like, okay, Karen, you owe Katie $60, and you owe somebody else $40. Instead of, like, you know, trying to keep track of it and then, like, add everything up and dividing it and doing all of this, it's an app where it does it all for you, and it was brilliant.
That's amazing. Yeah. I don't even, like... Then once you use this app, like, for any trip like this, then when you try to think about how I would do that without the app, you're like,
Oh. Yeah. We've done it because we've taken friend ski trips before, and Brian is usually the money guy. And I kid you not,
it's so confusing.
He spends the whole entire flight home doing it.
Like, yeah,
4 hours, like,
this,
sitting down and doing it.
This pot that this person paid for has to be divided by these people, but that person wasn't there. And then, so they owe them money, and then this, it's just so confusing.
Yeah, so,
it is
I
an
mean,
amazing app.
And, I mean, it talks about, I was, like, looking it up today, like, you know, if you have a roommate and you guys are, like, splitting expenses, it's not just for group trips, although that was, like, very helpful. Like, there's lots of different circumstances that you could use.
But it just makes it so easy.
Yeah.
And everybody puts in their, I paid for this. These are the people that were involved in this. And then it just, like, magically tells you how much you owe everybody.
Right.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Split-wise.
Yes.
All right. So, article number 2 comes from Fatherly. And this is how to comfort a child after mom or dad gets angry. Parents aren't supposed to lose their temper, but everyone does. It's still possible to be a good parent afterwards. And it just talks about, I mean, we know this, like, it's hard to always stay calm as a parent between, like, the lack of sleep, the uncertainty of an experience, the social pressures from other people, life, right? And inevitably, you're going to
get upset.
Yeah, be upset, right? Like, inevitably, you're going to lose your temper. So this is, like, the advice for, like, when your kid sees you lose your temper. And there's a couple of things, like, calm down. You know, before you can do anything, you have to, like, come to your senses.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Then you have to, like, reflect on, like, okay, like, what did your kid see and how bad was it? And then third is, like, repair the damage. And then number 4 is connect with your kid. So, you know, have an outing, go on a bike ride, go to the park. Which I thought, you know, I work very hard not to yell at River or raise my voice. Like, it's, again, we've talked about this on the podcast before. It's, like, not something that I like doing. But it probably happens to me at least once a week, I'll be honest with you. And it's nothing, I don't, like, losing my temper, I wouldn't say. I mean, maybe,
you're not,
but
like,
it's not
throwing things.
Yeah, I'm not, like, not punching a door. But, like, I'm just thinking about how River is, like, you know, she's going to be 5 in just a couple of days as we record this. She is at a stage right now where, I don't know, she's going through some transition, but it's, like, all of a sudden, like, there's a lot of pushback on things. Whereas she previously, like, she'd push back, but, like, she was pretty easy to, like, overrule.
And she's,
like,
a rule follower. Like,
she's
she
a rule follower.
Right,
like,
thing.
It was pretty easy to, like, distract her and get her to go back on the right course. Well, recent, like, literally, this is, like, in the last, like, week or so, like, I've been, like, what? So Brian's out of town. She's in the bath. You have to fight with her to get in the bath, and you have to fight with her to get out of the bath. And, like, it was, like, 10 minutes, and I was, like, you got to get out of the bath. And she was, like, no, I'm not going to. Finally, I, like, lost my shiz, like, really screamed at her, finally got her out of the bath. And she didn't mean to do this, but, like, I was, like, wrapping her up in a towel, and she flung her head backwards and, like, hit me right in, like, the jaw. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I, like, had to, like, I got to walk out of the room. Like, I'm going to, like, kill this kid, you know? And, like, that wasn't even intentional. But then, of course, she knew I was, like, it was,
really,
like,
upset.
Both of us. Like, she was, like, oh, boy, like, I'm in big trouble. And it was one of those things where I had to be, like, I always, when I raise my voice, I always take a moment. And then I'm, like, hey, listen, like, I'm sorry I raised my voice. Like, that was not the right thing to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, yeah, like, you feel bad when your kid sees you lose your temper. Yeah.
Yes, same. You know, yes. No parent wants to do it. Every parent does it.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's just, it's going to happen. But obviously we need to try to, like, have it happen as little as possible. But articles like this and thinking about it in the way of your children, like, sometimes I get upset with them. And then, it, like, later once I calm down, I'm like, yes, they did something wrong. But, like, is that just a normal thing that kids do?
Yeah.
And, like, I shouldn't really have gotten upset. I mean, when you think about it from their perspective, and, like, look, Mom, like, we were trying, like, sorry, we did this, but, you know, you do feel bad, and you don't want to yell, you don't want to get upset. I have a hard time, because sometimes I'm, like, tell them over and over and over, and they're just not listening, and so I raise my voice,
and
then I'm, like,
works.
And they're, like, why are you yelling? And I'm, like, because I tried to tell you 5 times, and no one would listen, so what do you want me to do here? Somebody told me one time, and I think this is good, and I try to do it, but I'm not perfect, that if you actually lower your voice and almost kind of, like, whisper, then it, sometimes that works to, like, get everyone to be like, wait, what did she say?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
And then people just inherently get more quiet because they're trying to hear you.
Right.
And it just kind of, like, brings the whole, like, tone of the room down.
Right. Interesting. I feel like, does it work?
Sometimes, you know, unfortunately with this whole parenting gig, I don't think there's, like, a one size fits all.
Right.
you know, this always works, because then we would just do that one thing all the time.
That's unfortunate.
The other thing this article said, it walks through, like, yes, once you calm down and, like, take a minute, then you should reflect on what they experienced, like, what the kid experienced. You mentioned that. And then repair the damage and reconnect.
Yeah.
And I do think that our generation is a lot better about saying, like, I'm sorry I yelled.
Yeah.
You know, I was really frustrated. You know, XYZ happened at work today, or, like, whatever. Like, this is why I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry. Yeah. And that also teaches them that, like, hey, you should say sorry when you mess up.
Right.
Everybody messes up. So I do think our generation is a lot better about that, but it's just hard. And this article talks about, like, what to do, you know, and too, like, if your spouse does it, right?
Right.
I would say, and Gregory would probably agree with me, that I probably get upset more than he does. He's really good about keeping cool. I had a similar, like, to your bath experience. It had been a really long day, and everybody was home, and it was like day number 5 of me cooking, spending time to devote to cook a healthy meal.
Yeah.
And every night they're like, we don't want to eat this. And I put the dinner out, and I was really excited about it because I tried to do something that was healthy, but I also thought that they'd want, and all 3 of the kids were like, blah, we don't want this. And sometimes I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm never cooking for you guys again.
Yeah.
And, like, walked out.
Yeah.
You know, I just was like.
And then they were like, well,
yeah.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes you just want to be like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't do it anymore.
Yes.
And I think that's the hard part. Like, for you as a parent, it's been snowballing, and you're giving everything you have and everything you have. And then, and like, the poor kids, they don't know that, like, time number 22 is when you finally break and you're like, I can't do this anymore.
Right.
Then they apologized, I apologized.
I know, like, you're only human. Like, I mean, that's what I try to remind myself. Right. Like, good God, you're only human.
So this last article, I really like this too. It's let your kids see you try and fail. So this author talks about, she went to a knitting class with her kid. It's a short read, but I think it's, like, a really powerful message. And the mom was awful at knitting or crocheting.
Well, I thought it was, like, the most funny part to me was, like, she was like, and I thought I'd be good at it because I'm good at these kind of things. And I was like, who are you? Like, I would be like.
No, but I can see that. Like, I feel like I could be like, I can do it. Like, I can learn new things and, like, figure it out. So she wasn't, and she was getting really frustrated. And her kid was, like, great at it.
Yeah.
And, like, just picked it up right away. And finally she just kind of, like, got frustrated and yelled, I'm just not good at it. And then, like, looked at her kid and was like, shoot, this is, like, a teaching moment.
Right.
And added, yet.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not good at it yet, but I'm going to keep working. And, like, as soon as she said that, guess what?
She figured it out
and started knitting. And she just talks about the bigger point of, like, let's not forget to always model the yet when kids watch what we do, when we're frustrated, when we're, you know, I often think about what my kids are seeing and how I'm responding when, like, you know, we're stuck in traffic, we're late for something, the nanny can't come in, like, I'm having to deal with, like, a work issue, you know, like, just those moments where I'm clearly stressed, and I try really hard to be like, okay, the kids are watching, how do I handle myself?
Right.
So I thought this was really good advice, to just think about it, like, yet.
Yeah, because this is what you would say, like, if your kid was taking a new class at school, trying a new sport, you would be like, hey, like, you know, stick with it. Come on. Yeah. Like, you got to keep trying.
This is what we would say to our kids.
Yeah.
So we need,
like,
to say
you
gotta to
do the same thing. Yeah, it's a good one.
Win of the week.
As we all know, it is the pools are open. Summertime is upon us. And we went to the pool the other day, and in contrast to last year, and I hate to even say this out loud because obviously you're always watching your kids at the pool, but Ellery and Henry, like, no puddle jumpers, off on their own. And, of course, you're always, like, watching for them.
Right.
But they are okay.
Great.
I think they're, like, semi.
We did,
like,
swim lessons.
Okay.
Yeah.
We did the swim lessons. They're old enough. And it was such a weird feeling to be, like, go swim. Like, find some friends. Play a game in the pool. Like, you're okay. You can do this.
Yeah.
And, like, kind of let them go. And it was funny. Bennett, of course, is not quite there. But even the first couple of days of pool time, she is very quickly realizing her limits.
Yeah.
And, I mean, of course, I'm not just going to let her go, but, like, she can play on the steps and kind of knows, you know, where she can go. Of course, we still have Sam, who unfortunately would run straight into the deep end if we let him. But it was a good feeling to know that, like, two of our kids are kind of at that level.
Yeah.
I think it's also, like, the first step to, like, getting to the point where, like, I'm like, okay, like, someday we can... Kitty, we can, like, sit together at the pool and, like, read a magazine.
I know. I mean, we're someday. Not that. Brian, of course, we were – the pool just opened, so we were at – Brian took River while we were out of town this weekend, so I haven't, like, seen it. But it's, like, I just know from previous years and, you know, she's only five, but it's, like, yeah, like, you can't really, like, ever let your guard down, which is, you know, part of the
– Right.
Part of the cost but of doing business saying, like, when you take your kid to the pool.
But someday, River – and River's a great swimmer. Like, someday soon, maybe even next year, maybe the year after, though, like – she'll be at that point.
Yeah.
And then we can, like, again, like, bring a magazine.
I know.
And lounge around like normal moms do.
Ooh. It's something to look forward to.
Something in our future that's going to be glorious.
Glorious.
All right. Hope you have a glorious week, folks.
Thanks for listening.